Gossip Culture.
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Gossip Cultures, where the gossip is exclusive
and the opinions are unhinged.
This is Gossip Cultures. I'm Lean.
And I'm Aida, and this is episode 2, The Spark, and it starts now. Two new hot takes have entered the studio and they are ready to turn the heat up.
Doreen and Yahya.
Hello, everyone.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. It's so hot outside and I cannot breathe. I feel like my brain is kind of meltdown.
Tell me about it, especially that all four of us actually are in black.
Yes.
We are black pants.
Yeah. Black pants especially.
Yeah, it attracts the heat for those who didn't know. So yeah, I completely
understand. There's a science behind it. Yeah.
How are you guys?
Are you excited? Nervous? What are the feelings? The emotions?
Both actually.
I don't know. I feel comfortable.
Oh, we love that. Good.
I've been here before, so.
Yeah. We love this. Aida, when I hit it off.
We have a little game. So you guys are going to tell us two true and one lie, and we need to guess it. Yasha, you too. So.
Yasha, you too.
Okay, who's going first?
You want to rock, paper, scissors it out?
Sure. Oh, I love this.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, you go first.
I go first? Oh my gosh. Okay, so I took ballet.
Okay.
I took criminology and learned about Amalia Dyers.
Okay.
And also, I was told that I should drop psychology.
I think the last one is true.
Yeah, the last one's true.
Okay.
And
I'd say the first one is a lie.
That he took ballet?
Yeah.
But
like, for me, it's like lie, truth, truth.
I'm gonna go truth, lie, truth.
I would say lie, truth, true.
So Lynn is right. So I took ballet. I took criminology in uni, but I didn't learn about Amalia Dyers. That's my own research.
And oh, I love that.
Yes, I was told that I should drop psychology.
It's always, was it a teacher who told you, oh, you should drop it? And you're like,
it's,
you know,
it's always the teachers, you know.
Exactly,
always.
Yeah.
I love that, the way ballet. Tell me something about that.
I'm a short king and I'm also extremely skinny. So everybody thought that maybe you could do that. I don't know. You can try it out and then you'll see if you like it. And then I did. And I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No, and I took theater. Can you imagine like me being a ballet dancer?
I mean, I think you'd slay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay, tell us.
Okay, so I have, was I ever held back a grade? Did I use ChatGPT to finish school? I never cheated using my phone during an exam.
Oh, why are these also?
Oh, God. So the last one,
I would say that because everybody used their phone. Come on, let's be honest.
Yes.
Actually, I never did.
No?
And yeah, it's because I always had this fear that my teacher would bust me.
Did you ever use phone?
No, I did not. I was scared.
I'm scared too, but some of my friends, like, they take literally their laptop out or something and they, like, copy.
Yeah, but it's in uni is different because, like, you're many people.
No, but in school, okay.
In my school, I did
with papers, guys.
Yeah.
I would write it down.
Papers, I only did, like, maybe once. And, okay, when I was young, I used to, like, do the little side eye on my friends, and it was actually fun. I was actually very young, so y'all can't judge me for that, but my teacher was like mid exam, she's like, Lean, eyes on your paper, girl. I was like, oh, oops, okay. And yes, that was the only memory actually I remember of cheating. But
no, with the cheating in our school, oof, it was crazy. I wasn't like, I remember this, it was like a deep memory.
Did you just give out on yourself? Exactly. Yeah, you just gave out on yourself.
I didn't say I did. I haven't said you. I still knew.
Okay.
I'm just saying that one time I remember in a biology lesson, we had a test, and our biology teacher in our school, all our teachers are old, like all of them. We don't have youngs or nothing. They're all old. And we have like, I think it was like 8 rows of students. Like we're 30, no, it was like 20 something in the class. And I just remember how when we got the test, I just see everyone, just not just copying from a book or anything, like they just have their phones either in their hands, like out of their desk, like just in their hands, like looking at. Some have it like next to them, some have it on their legs or anything. And I just remember that it was so funny how the teacher, when she stood up, because she dropped something, yes. When she stood up, there was just a huge noise of everyone just shuffling their phones in their, like, under the under the test, in the table, in their pants, everywhere.
Their pants. No,
I'm
crazy.
Not even joking. In their pants. And the teacher didn't even suspect the noise. She thought the noise was normal.
Oh, God.
No, but the most I copy for, like, Romanian language, guys. Because, like, I know a verb in Farsi. And I didn't know in Romanian, so I wrote it, like, translated and write it there. Because, like, for me, for essay, okay?
Okay.
I knew some part, but, like, one verb I will forget, and I didn't have anything in my mind. So I need to write that verb, you know? It's so important.
Is that cheating, though? It's a little help. It's a friendly. Yeah. You know it, but in a different language. That even it shows that you're smarter, so you know it in a different language, see? So okay. It wouldn't count as cheating.
No.
Okay, well, we still have to guess, guys. Well,
I literally forgot.
Yeah. Say them again.
Okay, so we have, was I ever held back a grade? Did I use ChatGPT to finish school? And I never cheated using my phone during a test.
I think it's the last one, that's the lie.
The last one.
Final answer? Yeah.
Or the first one is a lie, because I don't... Okay, now I'm going last.
Last?
Yeah.
Last. Okay, so the first one is true, and the second one is true.
Yeah, we were right! Yay! Gossipers, we want to know two truths about you and a lie, because we're very curious gossipers, you know about us. So make sure to drop your sentences in our Insta at Gossip Cultures. Kiss you.
And another thing I want to know, what are the three emoji do you use the most?
Oh my gosh, that's... Oh, okay.
Emojis, they're always... I use emojis more than I use,
for
like...
stickers, too. Yeah.
Wait, so stickers count as an emoji?
Yeah.
And wait. GIFs.
What?
Like, the GIFs. Like, it's like animated sticker.
Just which three stickers you use, or emojis, or you use the most?
Guys, if you look at our group chat, I only send, like, one sticker, which is the one with the cat dancing.
Yeah. Yes!
And then I always use the one, like... Like the thingy, like...
And the, with the biting the finger, the little bite of the finger.
So good. Yeah. Because we're gossiping all day.
It's
so
a tick that I have, you know? It's like, I even do it in real life, so I completely relate.
And I also have the one with a girl saying, like, what do you mean? Or like, the Debbie Ryan move.
Yeah. I love that. What about you, Yasha?
Personally, I don't really use emojis. I use a lot of stickers. One of my stickers I like to use a lot is a little hamster that shows two thumbs up.
Oh, yes. I honestly, guys, I hate this sticker that he sends, because he only uses it when he's upset or sad or he doesn't want to talk, you know? So I hate it. I have trauma from that emoji or
and
sticker.
Then, whenever, like, I also use a... I don't know. What dog is this?
This is
Doge.
No. Show it to Doreen. I think he knows the dog. Is this expensive dog that?
It's like an, it's those Asian.
No,
British. No.
No, it's not a corgi.
No.
I think it's
No.
It's the dog that they used for that meme with the Doge, the Doge coins. That dog.
Girl, I have no idea.
No, it's anyways, guys, we will share with you the... Actually, yes, we will share with you the picture of the dog and you let us know what breed it is.
Exactly.
You
have no idea.
And then I have one where it's like when I'm
Anakita.
In shock.
Anakita.
So it's like an Anakita smiling, pretty much. And then there was one where it's like when I'm in shock, I use this Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
This one.
Guys, we're definitely gonna put this one.
I don't want to see that anymore. Guys,
tell us why, Doreen. Why?
I don't want to tell you anything.
And now, can I please?
I do not know what we are talking about, guys.
because you were late. No, actually, you weren't late today.
I'm not late.
No, you're not.
She was, but she didn't come with us. But
we were late
guys,
today.
Guys, just trigger word. I did not see it, but the rest of the group of Gossip Cultures does. I don't see it though. But Doreen, please share.
Everybody tells me that I look like a chihuahua. And I don't. I swear to God, I don't.
I don't see
Elena
it.
Elena be here.
Be petting him on it. Girl, go back.
Girl, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't hate chihuahuas.
They're scary though.
But
no.
They are. They're so little.
So
tiny. What about the very furry fat chihuahuas?
Those are not chihuahuas. That's Pomeranians.
Chihuahuas, they're small so and tiny.
Yeah, small. There are the ones that are like small and furry.
Those are Pomeranians.
Yeah.
But still, the chihuahuas, they're so cute.
The way like, he says it, guys.
No, but like, I mean, like, it's, you know, it's so fun and cute when you rage bait that chihuahua. Like, you make it attack.
Actually,
you make it, like, it just bullying. Like, okay, it might sound a little domestic and whatever. But, like
we do not support animal
in a
violence.
In a physical and hurtful way, bullying the chihuahua is so fun to make it angry. It's like, it's just fun.
No, actually, I do... I was sent a video of a poor chihuahua
Yasha
and his friends had the head of the chihuahua, not on purpose, I hope, his head was stuck in the bag of chips. It was just like an empty bag of chips and it was big and the chihuahua was in his head and he was like looking around and then a hand just came out and pulled it away and the chihuahua
very
was like,
gently,
he was like
know?
Yeah, very gently. But oh no, I do gosh. Not like them because they scare me because they're angry. So
what's
no.
your most emoji like
me
you?
Ooh, I have so many lately. I love the bow, the pink bow. It is so cutesy and it's just like I use it a lot.
Yeah.
And now that I found out I can make my own stickers, I know I'm late to this trend, but I am making the Huda with the crocket.
Yeah.
Yes, that one is my favorite.
And but if you guys don't know, Lini's 17 and he just started to make stickers.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, girl. Excuse me.
You made these?
Yeah, I found it. Actually, I go shopping on TikTok and I just screenshot pictures of Huda or any other, I don't know, character who's in this position who I like. Log it, and so I just copy paste it and like you know make the sticker. So yeah, and another one is again of Huda with her tongue out like that. You know, I made the sound, but you can't see me, which
no,
is
period,
funny. But
period.
you get me.
I love cry emoji. Like
I
use
love
that one
it.
Everywhere. Like I say hi.
No question.
She always.
Yes, she does. But question. She people. My sister at least. She uses it to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you're
dying
crying.
Laughing.
Yes, but yeah. I only knew that so lately.
How is a crying emoji laughing?
Yes, I know,
girl,
right?
I
use it to show that I'm crying deep inside.
No, I never use the laugh emoji. Okay, I use it with my family. Like they are old, they don't know when I do the crying. I mean, I'm laughing, so I just.
But would they understand the eggplant emoji?
Oh my
can
God!
We
not? Yeah!
What the?
You
fuck?
Were doing so
I was
good.
For this
he
to
was
happen.
Like, "Sir, to God, go back. Seriously, go
Wait,
back."
What were we talking about?
We're talking about the crying emoji.
Okay,
laugh.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But you have to kind of circle back. No, it's confiscated. Go back. Okay, three.
Where we go?
No, I will ask now. I'll ask. Don't worry.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, cut.
Now I have some questions. Let's talk school life. It takes.
God.
Yeah.
No.
Please, no. I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
The trauma, though.
Yeah.
The trauma.
So let's unpack that trauma slowly and sugarcoat it in a way. But let's talk schools. Doreen, I'm very interested, to be honest, about your school life. We're friends, guys, obviously, the
yes.
Gossip Culture Pack. But I want to know, you went to art school?
Guys, I'm 21. First of all, I'm the oldest. Okay,
I
took a lot of stuff, and when I was in art school, I also did the general school, like the usual school that we always do.
Yeah,
and then I did another school for more sessions with another teacher to learn better and stuff like that, the piano, the everything. And then a couple years later, I started going to another school, which is crazy. I took astronomy, I took theater, I took robotics, I took 3D printing.
Overachiever here, yeah. I love
robotics.
It.
Yeah, I did, right?
Which one? Like the one where it's like you build the robot out of like metal parts? Or
no,
is
it
like
Lego.
The Legos.
Yeah, but it was
I heard legal. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, no. And then I stopped doing that because the project ended and I just started going to high school. And then I went to uni and now I'm in my master's. So that's it.
And how did... I'm very curious, honestly. How did you manage to do all of this? How did you have the time? What's your secret?
I don't know. I've always been multitasking. And that I think that's
a
huge problem. That's a huge problem for me because I feel like everybody's judging me. First of all, everybody's
go. Tell me who.
Love you guys so much. But like, I don't know. Right now, I have like two jobs besides this podcast and stuff like that. And everybody's judging
goodness.
Like, how do you do all of that? And I'm like, I've always been growing up like this. Like I've always been doing loads of stuff. So
yeah,
like if you multitask from a young age.
Yeah.
Honestly, after multitasking from young, when you get older, to not multitask is like if you're doing one thing, it kind of drives you crazy. Like you have to have multiple things at
right.
once. You know, it's like you thrive on that.
I don't know. Like right now, I hate vacations. I
the
hate them
guts.
So much. I know. I'm a workaholic. I am. I totally agree on that.
No,
but like when it comes to vacations and I don't know when I leave the house, I don't know what to do.
It's
I
giving only Emily in Paris, but Dorin Bucharest.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. I'm supposed to go to Venice next month. So probably right now. Yes.
Better send some pictures.
Yes,
I will.
So hopefully that. Yeah.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
What about you, Yasha?
You may have to repeat the question. I kind of forgot.
How was school for you?
Huh?
How was school life for you? Tell us, let us know.
Honestly, I'd say I've been in like 8 different schools, honestly. And it changed a lot, especially for me. I changed over the time so much just because of the schools.
In what way?
Like, how could I say?
And your school was in the same country or you also changed?
No. Usually in one country, I'd be minimum in 2 different schools. Like I changed to 2 schools.
Wow.
Every country I moved to, there are 2 schools that I have to be
and
in.
And the question of the year, how many countries did you live in?
Well, I lived in... So in UAE, in Abu Dhabi, I've been in... Oof. One or two. Wait, I've been in the AIS in GEMS. So that's 2 schools. Singapore was actually the only country where I've been in 1 school. And in Ukraine, I've been in two schools. And in Romania, I've been 3, I think it was.
Wow.
That's crazy to me.
I don't want to sound like in any, like, was that because of, I don't know, behavior or anything.
No, yeah, by choice or by force?
No, honestly.
The way you want it to be like, I don't want to sound mean, but...
No, the schools in Abu Dhabi was actually because of behavior. It was behavior
okay,
issues.
Okay.
No, like...
And we don't promote that.
And that was when you were young?
Yeah. No,
okay.
The first school wasn't my behavior. It was more like how I was treated. At that time, because the Arabic teachers, they were very like... how to say, they would either have a blind eye to some things or if you didn't do the way they like it, they would complain a lot.
Coming from Arabic schools, I agree on that, actually.
Yeah. And then in Singapore, I was a troublemaker, like a very bad troublemaker. I was known to be the person who has lunch with the principal every single lunch.
We don't promote that.
No, it's not fun. But at least my principal was a little fun to talk to.
Well, I mean, honestly, for me, I always feared going into the principal office.
Same.
I was always a good student.
Same.
You know, I'd always avoid trouble. But I feel like Yasha, at some point, I would be like, what up? Yeah,
no,
let's have
honestly,
a chat.
No. The first few times, I was terrified. Honestly, I was terrified. But then after it got very consecutive, I was like, every time I'd hear, like, either my teachers would be like, okay, go to the principal, or like on the
megaphone.
Or
at least by yourself, you're going to be like, I'm just going to go to the principal.
No, like, honestly, it would be like either the teachers would send me to him, or he would be like, come on, let's go with me. I was like, all right, let's go.
No, Oh my gosh.
And honestly, I loved having lunch with him because like we were in his office and it's like silent because the cafeteria is loud as hell. Like mm-hmm. there was just noises everyone was shouting, laughing, everything. Because it was like fifth, sixth, and seventh grade. Mm-hmm. But in his office, it was like dead silence. Just I'm enjoying my food in a peace, quiet, sometimes talking. But then like the worst was having to do two schools at the same time.
You did that?
Yeah, he actually, yeah.
Yeah.
But we will return back to that one second. I have a question. Talking about school, which is our subject for today, actually. Was there ever a teacher that you still keep contact with? This is mostly for you, Doreen.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. Oh. Shout out to my history teacher from high school.
We love you. We heard a lot about you, actually.
So much. You have no idea. And I actually, she knows I'm doing this. Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
Hi.
She is my idol. I swear to God. If I didn't meet her, I don't know what I would be doing right now. She's a role model for me. And she was a role model for me and my friends from high school.
So shout out
to her. Love you so very much.
Love it. What about you, Yasha? Anybody you are keep contacting with from the schools that you have done?
No. Most of my teachers hate me.
Oh my God.
The only teachers I actually like was the ones in the Romanian, in the British school that I was in with my two teachers, yeah. But other than them, all my teachers hated me.
Who are these two teachers?
Ms. Dalila. Actually, no, there's three. Ms. Dalila. No, four.
We're giving a shout out to
four teachers I actually like. Shout out to Ms. Dalila, Ms. Camelia. Mr. Radu, my man.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah. His girlfriend was actually our English literature teacher. I was actually going to shout her out for that one. She taught me English literature my first year. Yes, it was very difficult and she really helped me a lot. And we're actually going to meet with our two teachers, Ms. Kamani and Ms. Dalila, at the end of this August. So,
well, thank you.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, we love them because they're true. You know, this is what I like, which is my following question. The qualities of your favorite teacher, of a teacher that you'd be like, okay, this is a good teacher. They were nice, understanding. They did not have favoritism, because we're gonna also talk about this. Favoritism in school, they don't go together, because that's it's not okay in general,
right. But wait, I want to know about Aida.
Yes,
do you have a favorite teacher?
I do have I have two, I think.
From uni or school?
No, I have not from uni. I don't. Sorry.
Oh, I have one from uni. My statistics teacher.
The history teacher wasn't from uni?
No, it was from my high school.
Oh,
yeah, and from uni, my statistics professor.
Ooh, shout out.
I love you so very much.
From school, so I came here, I start class 8 in Romanian language, and I have this Romanian teacher. I love that woman. She was so nice. She knew I didn't speak Romanian perfectly. So she went and bring this stuff with your son too. Yes, you know, this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, they're so hard.
Yeah. You need to learn. So she was like, you need these ones. And she helped me a lot. And from high school, oh my God, I love this woman. We have the same birthday.
Oh wow. Yeah.
She was my informatic teacher. Yes. And I love that woman.
I love
her. Shout out to her. Shout out to her.
And now to answer the question that just came up, which was, what are the qualities that you look for a good teacher? In a good teacher.
For me, I'd say a one that can handle some good humor.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Oh my God.
You can hold humor and conversations with.
She was a stand-upper.
Yeah, really.
I swear to God, the boys in the background, in the back of the house.
Back of the house.
In the back of the class. They are gossiping and, really? I don't know, starting yelling out of nowhere. And she was like, girls, shut up. And they were boys.
I love that. Princesses. Relax, princesses. Yeah, I love that.
The best teacher is the ones who don't take things deep, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, when you're just also too serious, of course you have to be. Yeah, you have to be serious about our future, obviously, because you're our teacher and everything. But to also joke around and have a good bond. This is what some lately teachers are trying to understand, and this is really good. But it's this understanding that you have to firstly create a bond with your class.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that when the lessons are going, they're not like, I just want to get out of here and keep looking at the clock, you know? Tick-tock, right. Tick-tock, yeah, until it finishes.
Honestly, bonding with teachers, it's like, I'd say is like the most, the biggest factor that motivates students to actually learn.
Right, that was with me and my whole class. Like, we were waiting for her. We were waiting to learn history.
Yeah.
And you were so motivated.
This is also, yes, it's the motivation, exactly. You know? Because I had a teacher, I'm not going to drop names on this one, but we had a teacher, they weren't interested in who we were. They didn't want to get to know us. They didn't even, you know, in students, they go on a field trip with their teacher. The teacher comes up with the idea. And I was like, okay, let's come up with this idea because I really wanted to learn that subject. And it was my first year. So, and it was a difficult subject in the terms of science. Okay, yes. I'm not going to say which one it is though. And that teacher just refused the idea completely, and everybody had issues, you know? And it's unfortunate because it also made me lose some opportunities. So This is the thing that teachers need to know. And also us, we also have to respect them, of course.
Right.
And show appreciation. But it's this intellect that you need to acknowledge the fact that we need to firstly create a bond, you know? And then this will make us interested in your subject, interested to hear what you're gonna teach us, and exactly. Be motivated to come and actually try our best, you know?
Girl, when I tell you, like, one time I got, like, I was a nerd, okay?
we love them nerdies.
I got an 8 or a 9, I think, mm-hmm. in history, and I almost started crying because I thought, oh my gosh, she's gonna see that I got the 9.
Oh,
so I wasn't prepared.
No.
And I was like, oh my gosh, no, I need to get better at this. And
yeah,
I was always getting a 10, but mm-hmm. like that 9 or 8 for me, oh
yeah,
my gosh.
And she came up,
came up to me and she was like, Doreen, you don't need to like get all tense and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're good.
It's when you show that you work hard and of course
yes.
respect and you understand. So it's always perfect. You know, that's
exactly.
the bond that students should have with their teacher.
Right.
Because this is also a big factor of why these days kids drop out. They just want to leave. Either they don't feel comfortable, understood, or yeah, they just don't feel accepted, you know, especially like if they don't feel accepted at home in their group of friends, in their acquaintances, and they would hope to feel connection with someone that could be from school, whether it's friends or a teacher, because teachers, they're supposed to be there to build connections and to be confide in me because I'm a teacher and I'll understand you, you know?
Yes.
And we spent a lot of time in school,
yes.
you know? It's like our second home, kind of.
Exactly.
So we need to feel good there,
exactly.
not to be judged or anything.
Especially that you spend this much time with a teacher. At the end of the day, you have to know them too. Also, I love keeping bonds with teacher even after they leave. I mean, with
Same.
The shout outs we just did,
yes.
it's really nice, you know. It leaves memories and knowledge. That's very important.
Right.
Okay. What are the difficulties with leaving behind your old life? Like friends, family, school, and starting fresh whole
in a whole
new
place.
Place.
And this is kind of mostly, we're talking about school. This one is headed directly more to you, Yasha, because you've done school in more than one country. And we're also going to talk about how this schooling system changes between Romanian schooling system and the other schooling systems that you have gone to. I'm not going to name them all.
Well, like, when it comes to, like, transitioning to a new school, since when I was transitioning, I was more like, I was at a very young age. So I didn't really understand anything. Like, I didn't have much emotions towards friends and all. They were like just friends I have at school.
Yeah.
And so whenever I changed to a new school, like, I didn't really mind it. Like, because I always knew I'll find new friends, you know. And over time, after going to many schools, I always like, every time you go to a new school, you'll always end up finding someone. Like, the only time you would be alone is like if you don't even try to find a new friend. So, but luckily for me, I always had someone to talk to.
But wasn't it a little bit bittersweet? It had like a bitter taste to leave because it's the memories and the time you spend there. Like, did you ever feel it was like a bittersweet feeling, or were you actually looking forward to move on?
Personally, I never really, like, when I was in UAE, I don't really care if I moved. I was happy to move. But moving from my Singapore school, I was very sad because I loved it the most. I had like the most of my, I have a lot of very close friends I was with. And I felt like the most free I can be, like I felt myself the most. So it was a very sad that I had to leave them all behind because I miss them a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, me too as well.
And can you give advice? Oh,
no, so sorry. What about you, Dorian? We want to know also the Romanian perspective, the Romanian point of view.
I don't really know what to say because in Romania, you don't really get a chance to change school unless you have like a behavior problem, I think. At least that's what I know from like, right? I think so.
He's looking for like, guys, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I didn't change schools. I only changed like the degree or anything.
School
to high school.
Yeah, high school, school to high school, high school to uni.
During the like the beginning years of school, you stayed in the same school? Like grades, the grade
the
wise.
People do this.
No, I don't really understand what
you... So, like you you started your school, like you start from kindergarten, did you stay in the same school until the end?
No. Unless you want to change the school. Yeah. Yeah. No, from school to high school, you change your high school.
Yeah.
You choose your high school. You have that option.
Uh-huh.
And then for uni, the same. Same for masters and stuff like that.
And do you feel... like some type of feeling when your friends decide to move to another school?
Yes, I had that. I have these two best friends. Shout out to them. I love them so very much. And I'm actually having the opportunity to do these masters with one of them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Even though we studied different degrees at uni. And we are so excited. And I cannot wait to do that. Because last time we talked about like when we chose our uni and stuff like that, she was like, I want to study Korean, I want to study Greek, or I don't know.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Linguistics. Yes,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I was like, girl, I'm going to psychology. Like, what do you mean? We need to stay together. We need to stick together. And she was like, no, we're going to have opportunities in the future. And now we're studying together. So
I love that. It's amazing. It's this connection that's always, it's there, even though you're not together physically.
Right.
I love it.
What advice would you... Now I can ask my question, right?
Yes, you can.
What advice would you give teens facing that the same challenges?
Like moving schools. What advice would you give them?
I mean, Yasha, you...
Yasha, you should be... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can give advice because like with all my old friends from school, I don't keep contact at all. Like...
Is there a reason?
Because we're like, if you're staying in one country with your friends, but you're just going to a different school, but your guys are still in the same country, it's so easy to keep contact. Like, you can always still hang out and all. So it's like, it's never an issue. But in my experience, because I didn't just change school, I changed the whole country. It was very difficult to keep in contact with my friends because we never get to hang out. We don't talk much. Like, we don't have the same it's not the same vibe as when we are in person. So it's very difficult to keep contact if you're changing countries. But my advice, like, if you're in the same country and you're just changing school, like, don't worry much about it. Don't worry much about your friend or like not being able to stay in contact. You can always still hang out, meet, talk and all. And in this way, it's actually a good thing that you guys, because now you guys can have two different gossiping topics to talk about.
I love that. Thank you. What about you, Doreen?
I don't think I have an advice. Just, I don't know, try to be yourself. If you want to meet other people like yourself, you need to be yourself. That's the only way that you can actually create a family at school or uni or whatever.
Oh, I love that.
That was the same with me. I didn't have many friends growing up. I only had like my group of friends, which I specifically met like in, I don't know, weird places and stuff like that. Yes, but we were similar. We were completing each other.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So well, you're saying to feel completed, you guys have to be very similar.
Not really. You can be different. You can be different. You can do that, but you need to have some things in common because yeah. I don't know. I am an activist, and yeah, and my friends are also activists. So we fight for one purpose and stuff like that. So we have something in common.
I just wanted to add that. Me too. When I was growing up, like in Jordan, I didn't have much friends because I was a straight A student, y'all.
Yeah, same.
And yeah.
Am I like the only one who didn't get straight A's or what?
No. Well, we'll get to that part. But no, when growing up, I really just had like from home to school, from school to home. So I didn't really have the ability to go out with my friends a lot. But now that I'm here in Romania and I have a lot of friends, I'm out 24/7 almost. And I'm doing this podcast. So yeah, but I completely understand you on that. And finding these friends in weird places, as you said, quote unquote, is very true.
Like not too weird. Like, I don't know. We used to go to all different like ruins and stuff like that to photo shoot.
I love that.
Yeah. And that's where I met most of my friends. Like
the fact that the friendships still stay when you meet at the quote unquote and air quotes.
Wait, so like you found them in an abandoned house? That's how I'm kind
of
understand.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy and it's weird, but I love them so very much. So yeah.
All right, I love that. No, it's very organic.
Yes.
Organic is the word. But I'm very curious to know, again, this is, because honestly, hearing that you've been to many countries and you went to many schools in these countries, I want to know, how does the system change, or does it at all? I mean, like schooling system wise. And also, Dorin, I want you to be my Romanian point of view, please.
No, yeah, the schooling systems have changed like a lot over the times. Like,
not in Romania.
In Romania?
Not in Romania.
Ah, no. No, I mean, not like in the same school, like they changed their system. No, it's like different countries, different schools have different systems.
Do you have a favorite?
I'd say it's not my... I'd say the one I hated the most was IB. I hated it.
Why? Is there a specific reason?
IB is a very hard system.
No, it's not. It's not just about it being hard. It's just the fact that I loved the systems where it's like you're working with, like, it's not like you're working on your own or you're working with a teacher. It's more like the teacher is working, it kind of is working for you, you know, like she's helping you, she's guiding you and everything. But like in the IB system that I was, it was more like the teacher is just giving us a task and says, okay, research and give me what I want. And that's it. There's no guides, no questions, nothing. You just have to research what she told you to. And you have to actually go further than what she tells you to have a high mark.
Honestly, in my school, like this year, I was doing English literature. And again, this is being my second year, I'm still learning. And I had a teacher who wanted to teach us in the IB system when we're not even IB system, you know. And it was very difficult to reach the standards for what our examiners wanted because we weren't taught properly. We were taught the IB way, you know.
Oh my gosh, and thank God I was in Romania. I'm so sorry, guys. Thank God I was in Romania.
Yeah,
growing up.
Because IB just literally makes you just be like, this is your objective, find it or something.
No, but there
is
actually a pros to being in an IB system is the fact that you can get, like, the school provides you your own free laptop or an iPad, like, depending on what grade you are.
Yes, we didn't have that in Romania. No. Yeah,
no. No? It was so fun when I first joined. It was in fifth grade and they gave me an iPad, like, it's like, you know, in schools, usually they give you books to study.
Yes.
For us, no books. They just give you an iPad and say, this is yours. Just take care of it.
No, for me, I'm going to speak in Jordan, I've been to actually like top tier, quote unquote, school, and we never had those iPads. Actually, it would be like luxury. Same.
No, but like in sixth grade, that's when you go from an iPad to a MacBook.
That was the best.
I had a free MacBook just with me.
I used to have a pen and a notebook. And that was
the traditional way, because when you do exams, and this is what I don't like now, being in high school, I have to, like, my teachers would, one of them would ask me, like, hey, can you write this essay on the tablet? And me, because growing up, I had issues with my E's in English, you know, because, and the E's and I's.
Mm-hmm.
And using the laptop, it didn't help me because it autocorrects by itself. Yes. So my knowledge wouldn't grow. And I'd be like, no, I'm more comfortable doing the old traditional way, you know, paper.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Pencil.
Right now, when I'm in uni and stuff, I always use my computer. I always do that. But when I'm home and I'm actually learning, I write.
My iPad to write it down in the classes,
but you use your Apple Pen, so it's like
this practice that you actually write it in your head.
But for exam, I need papers. Like, I do not understand with iPad or like laptop or anything. I need to write it down and like read it, then I understand.
Yes, and in Romania, it's such an old system of education.
Is it? That was my follow-up question. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so old.
How are the systems?
Like, I hate it so much, but at the same time, thank God it was Romania.
It's way better because, like, for example,
how was it in Iran?
Yeah, like, here you have baccalaureate, right? And you give guys, it's so hard.
No, it's not that hard.
It's hard, like, and you don't know perfectly Romanian. Like, for me, math and biology was fine. No, but the Romanian one, let's
thank goodness I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, we are learning all of those ancient books.
About Asians, yeah, apparently you guys pass down books from one grade to another when you guys...
We also do that in Ukraine, yeah.
No, in my school in Jordan, I used to get like brand new books for me where I can write.
You would fight for the new ones.
Yeah.
No, for us, when you get a new book, you at the, like at the, what's it called, the cover?
Yeah, the cover.
Yeah, but like inside, you have to put your name, your class... So that when you finish your grade and you give someone your book, they know that you use this book.
My goodness, we didn't have that.
No, I still have back home like my book.
I think it was in the tuition fee. I don't know, but I know that when I got there, they were on the table already and everything, and you write on them. And this is another thing, because in my high school, I wasn't supposed to write in my biology book, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to learn it. And it was yay thick, man. It was thick as hell. And I was like, you want me to write all of this in my notebook?
No, but like coming back to what you said in the Romanian school, how you also had to bring the books back to the lower grade. Were you forced to also laminate the book?
Because they probably knew that Romanians...
What do you mean laminate?
Like for us, whenever you got a book, their rules are once you receive the book and you put your name, you have to put this plastic cover over the book so that it doesn't get dirty. Because like the main thing with the names on the covers...
With every single book.
Yes, with every single book. And there was like 13 books that I had to do. And with every book that where you put your name, if your book is damaged, they see who had the book the last. And then
so
you have to pay a fine.
They tell you to write your name.
Yeah, because if it gets damaged, they know who damaged it the last.
And do they make you pay for it at the end?
Yeah, if you damage it, you have to pay a small fee.
Yeah, no,
but
we didn't.
But that's why they
that.
Also force you to put these plastic covers on top of the books.
Yeah, girl, I used to learn history in gymnasium, I think. I used to learn history. I was using literally like 3 pages from that book. It didn't have any cover. It didn't have any, like, all the pages.
Yeah, it was beat down. It was
no. I know, but I had ripped pages, honestly. Yes.
And all of those drawings, like,
but
we
also,
let's not
like,
talk about it.
Back home, we use...
Like, those drawings, you don't talk about it.
We use the book a lot. Like, we read, like, the teacher said, okay, this lesson, you need to know it for tomorrow. But here, the teacher, like, actually, like, tell you to write it down on your notebook.
Yes,
you know? But they're like, we just use the book.
Yeah,
but here, they tell you to write it down.
I'm not saying that we have a poor educational system or something like that, because we obviously, as you just said previously mentioned, we have the baccalaureate, And for that, we need to train, we need to learn, we need to ride, we need to
in
do
Iran,
all of that.
In Iran, we give in all of them, like math, everything. Like yeah, everything.
That was my follow-up question, actually.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
We used to do that in 1989, I think.
Wow. I love how he's looking around for like, am I saying the correct numbers?
No, I'm 21. I'm so sorry. But like, they used to do that. And now they're rethinking the educational system. They want to, I don't know, steal some of the England idea.
Oh,
apparently they learn theater, they learn dancing and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't do that.
That was actually my follow-up question, is how the the exam styles, because for me growing up, I had to give exams for every single subject that I did. Yeah. You know, at the end of the year, every single subject I had to take an exam in. And actually, when I came here to Romania to the Arabic school, every week there was an exam.
Oh, yeah, we had the same.
That was horrible. That's why actually I left. I was like, y'all are stressing me
too
much.
It was like every week you have a test. Like, it was always like at the end of the week where you're doing a test on every single subject like you have on that day.
No, but here they have TESA.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. I hated that.
In the end of the semester.
Yeah, I had that too. Exam. Yeah, but also at the end of the year, you have to give them again of the whole book, of the whole knowledge.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how.
No, we used to do it in every semester.
Semester, yeah.
Yes.
No, for us, we had it like both. You know, every week you finish a chapter, you do a test on that chapter.
No, we didn't do that.
And then at the end of the semester, you do a test on every chapter you studied overall.
No, but I mean, we gave tests here, but not in every chapter.
No, we had every chapter, there's a test. Like once you finish the chapter, you have to do a test.
I think it really depends on the teacher.
Yeah.
No, it was for us, it was with every lesson. Every lesson had.
Oh my God.
I don't know. For us, it wasn't like that.
Well... I want to know, did these experiences change your way of thinking? This moving of schools, this teacher... I want you to wrap everything we've discussed and put it into this answer of how did your interactions with your teachers, friends, the schooling system and the different schools that you've been through, did they change the way you think or the way you kind of perceive knowledge?
I don't know. I think I was just... I had a lot of support from my family, so I really did try to learn from every single experience, and I think that that's important. So for me, in my case, I used to take every single bad stuff that, I don't know, happened and learn from it. When it comes about relationships, when it comes about educational system, when it comes about, I don't know, something that I did, I really learned from that experience. I think so. And I had my family, I had my friends, which I love them so very much. And yeah, that's it.
What about you, Yasha?
Honestly, when it comes to like the school and the teachers, I don't really change much because of them. Like there were a few things that I changed because of them, but it was going like I had to change into the bad part. Like for example, before third grade, I used to write cursive in English a lot. It was my main way of writing. And then because of my teacher, I had to never write cursive in English because she just punished me just for that.
Wow.
So for me, it's different. I don't really change from the teachers.
Thank you so much for sharing your school life with us and how you guys made friends along the way, or foes, and how you guys still keep connections with your teachers. Honestly, that was my most special moment because it's very nice and it's very sweet.
Same.
Aida?
Coming toward the end of our episode today, we have a special guest who will be helping us to understand the concept of love as he kept going for 30 years.
Hello.
So
Steve.
Who am I?
Hello, Steve. Steve is actually our DJ, and Steve is our DJ and the owner of the studio we're actually filming in. How are you?
I'm okay. All good.
How are you doing today?
I'm happy that we're getting some results here. We're making some recordings. We're getting the work done.
We love it.
Thank you so much for your support.
Yes, it means so much. Please let us know about love. We want to know the concept of love, your idea of love.
Simply put, when it feels good, you know it's right.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh, very that's so Shakespearean. Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Don't overthink it, right? Keep going as long as it feels good. And try to complete each other.
I love that.
Because no one is complete on their own. Nobody. We all have things that we either can't do or don't like to do or don't want to do or whatever. And if you can find someone who can fill in your gaps, then you've got a perfect combination.
Oh, I love this. So you kept it going for 30 years.
So it'll be 30 years in a couple of weeks, yeah.
We love that. What is your secret is our question.
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life.
So it's true. Yes, it's true. Okay. Take notes, guys. Take notes. It is true then.
It's honestly, it works as a bit of, because we complete each other, because we make a team, and I don't think either of us wants to imagine life without our team member.
Right.
And that's how we keep it going.
I love that. I have a question. You and your partner, are you both independent on your own time? And when you're together, you're kind of independent on each other?
It's exactly that. When we go off and do our own thing, it is absolutely, because we have completely different interests.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
And how did you manage those differences between you guys?
It's very simple. When we're together, we're absolutely together. And our friends, they say, there ain't no Steve without Lumi. There ain't no Lumi without Steve.
Oh my God, that was so sweet.
This is so sweet.
That's what they tell us, right? But when we're off doing our own thing, we're off doing our own thing. That's it. But she doesn't care what I do. I don't care what she does.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. She's off watching her arty movies. I'm out with my techie friends.
Love this. Does any of our guests have any questions for our special guest?
I think I do have another one. What was the biggest challenge in your relationship? And how did you come up with ideas like solutions?
The biggest challenge? You know what? I never saw anything like that.
Really?
No, because maybe we're just both incurable optimists and we didn't really see challenges, just opportunities.
That's very interesting because, like I said, I studied psychology and I studied relationships. Mm-hmm. And every single perception of a relationship included some sort of challenges. And the fact that you don't see any challenges, that makes me feel like, oh my God, there is hope.
It's the perfect, it's a match made in heaven, honestly.
Exactly.
It's
very sweet.
We don't see it. What was the challenge? We overcame the biggest challenge when we discovered 30 years ago that I was living in another country.
That was my follow-up question. You guys come from different cultures.
Yes, so different countries, different cultures. And we met and then we didn't. I went to what was then home, right? I went back to the UK. And after about less than a week of spending most of that time on the telephone. Now, in those days, there were no Skype, no internet, no cheap phone. It was very expensive to call Romania from England back in those days, right? And I realized after about 5 days, I'd spent half a month's salary just on the phone bill.
Oh my God.
At which point I called her up and I said, look, one of us is in the wrong place.
Whoa.
And she said, well, I can't leave Bucharest. So I bought a one-way ticket back.
Oh my God. You're making my heart melt today.
I'm crazy over this.
It's simple as that.
So what would you say is the secret to happiness? Is the understanding and the connection you have?
Connection, it's the understanding, it's the tolerance. You have to tolerate because there are sometimes things you don't necessarily agree with, but don't make a big fuss about it. And don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
That's so true.
Love is not a thought process, it's a feeling.
Right.
Oh, that was actually one. Oh, yeah, because this is a little bit of a controversy, especially the teenage lives that are going on right now. They ask if people think that love is a choice or a feeling. And I love how you answered it without me asking it, because it's very necessary for people to know that.
It's a feeling you can choose to have or not. So it is a choice, but it is not a thought process. It's a feeling. It gets you. You don't get it.
I love that.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
And did you ever regret anything
from moving? Not even for a second.
That's so sweet. It is. It melted my heart. I can't even speak anymore, guys. But I'm very curious, and I think me, on top of everybody, as well as our listeners, would love to hear an advice about love from coming from you.
And I think also school, because we've talked about school. Yes. We've talked about relationships on this episode and all of that kind of stuff. Do you have an advice for us and for other
for
people?
For us, okay. I like this.
Wait a second, let me just try to remember school, because that was a million years ago. It's very, very different. I was a completely different me then.
Oh, wow.
Right? School for me was something I had to tolerate, but it was probably where I learned two things only.
Okay, take notes.
Yeah, take notes, guys.
I learned how to interact with people. So I learned my social skills to begin with there. And I learned physics. And that's all.
Wow. Physics? What does physics have to do with this?
No, that was the thing. The academic.
Okay. That's very interesting.
No, the only academic thing I learned at school, of all the subjects, the only thing I enjoyed and was good at and can still remember was physics.
Wow.
The rest of it, long gone.
I forgot math, like what I did in high school.
Yeah. I only took it until the 10th grade and I don't even remember. I don't want to talk about math.
If
you're not being some kind of high-end engineer or actual old-school engineer or software engineer, then why do you need maths?
Like,
you got a phone in your pocket.
That's true. No, it's okay.
One last question for you. I'm so sorry. Huh? I was thinking, what was her reaction when she found out that you're a DJ? Or, like, she supported you in every single way and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
I love that so much. You have no idea.
Years and years and years ago, it was Lumi, because she has a name, right?
Yes, of course.
Who introduced me to some guy who introduced me to some guy who got me a radio show years and years ago. So she completely, totally supports what I'm. And here's why. Because this is the time you mentioned earlier about the time when we're not doing things together.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I do on the radio and then when I'm DJing, that's my time. She does not interfere. She supports me. She helps me, but she does not interfere.
I love that.
Wow.
Okay, I took some notes.
Yeah, definitely. And our listeners should too. And now for the ending of this segment, any tip?
I repeat something I said earlier. Don't overthink it.
Yes. Thank you. I need to write this down and put it and highlight it in three different colors.
Yeah. Doreen, Yasha, and Steve, thank you for enjoying us for today's episode. And our gossiper, if you like today's episode, please give us a follow on IG, #gossipcultures.
Stay tuned for more gossip, guys. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Lalevidarci.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Yay.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck, team. I should have bought some Kiwi champagne.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I was about to